Well, as the country emerges from a tough recession, one sector of the economy is held up a little bit better than the others, in part because of its relationship to the federal government. The Tech America Foundation just completed its latest annual study of employment in the information technology field and what that means for contractors and federal agencies with their own need for technology workers. Joining us to explain the study are Josh James, Director of Research for the Tech America Foundation, and Olga Gurkovac, Executive Vice President of the Public Sector for Tech America. And it's very nice having you both on. Thanks for joining me.
Our pleasure.
Okay, so let's begin, Josh. What are the main findings of the survey this year?
What we found actually is in 2009, for the first time in 5 years, the tech industry nationally actually shed about almost a quarter million jobs, again, after 4 years of steady growth. So what it shows is, you know, that the tech industry had lasted quite a bit longer than most other sectors in staving off the economic downturn. But finally, we joined in on that in 2009 as well.
Yeah, it sounds like the roadrunner that runs off a cliff and doesn't fall for a few minutes after his feet spinning in the air. And just give us a little background, if you will, on how the survey is done. Who do you talk to and what's the methodology?
Sure. We've been doing this study for 13 years now, and it's actually not a survey. It's a census based on Bureau of Labor Statistics data. So every company in the country is asked to provide employment data on a monthly basis, and that filters up to Bureau of Labor Statistics. And we have a definition of the high-tech industry that we've been using for 13 years that includes manufacturing and telecommunications and software and engineering and tech services. So that's kind of our methodology. As I said, we've been reporting on that for 13 years.
Okay, and Ms. Gurkovac, what do we know from this year's census or study about federal contractors and their employment issues, and does it say anything about the workforce issues that might be affecting the government itself?
Tom, what I think we found is that the same thing we found in the dot-com bust, that federal business is good business, that in a recession, the federal government continues to spend. That doesn't mean, of course, that there's no impact on government workers or contractors, but it means it's less of an impact, and that the government just has a lot of needs. They need more support, and they also need more government workers in the IT sector. So it's very positive, even though not to say there is no impact at all of any downturn.
Well, if you take this impact that happened to the private sector, where there's probably a little bit, let's say the companies that are solely in the private sector, these workers that are available, is there a sense that you have that those might be available to the federal government, which is hiring tech workers, that they could convert those people from out of work from the private sector to in work for the government?
That's much harder to say, Tom, because, of course, that is possible, but I think it depends where these workers are located. The federal government is, of course, around the country, but there are areas where there's large concentration of government workers. But I think it definitely shows why the Northern Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area have had less impact, less of a reduction in the unemployment rate than in other areas where there is less federal hiring.
And we're speaking with Josh James. He's Director of Research for the Tech America Foundation. And Olga Gurkovac. She's Executive Vice President for Public Sector at Tech America itself. And Mr. James, what are some of the surprising findings that you found this year?
Well, I think as far as surprising findings, we're seeing that the industry, both nationally and if you look at the capital region, is still really driven by software services, one of the four sectors, high-level sectors that we look at. In 2009, although software services saw a decline, the decline nationally was around 1% compared to a 4% decline in overall high tech. And we looked at the fourth quarter of 2009 and saw that actually software services was starting to add jobs again. It was also the last sector of the four to start shedding jobs. So it looks like software services was the last in and could be the first out of the economic downturn, whereas the other sectors are still, struggling.
And in the go-go years, people were worried, especially in the federal government, with software programming jobs moving to India and other countries, Russia, with all the concerns about both job losses and security and so forth. Do you have any sense that that's been a factor in the downturn at all, in the employment?
It is a factor, but one thing to be considered is, there are certain basic programming jobs that obviously can be sourced anywhere in the world. But some of the, you know, a lot of what software services includes is computer system design, network design, which would actually include a lot of system integrators in the local region. And, you know, what we see is those jobs are very, very hard to source abroad. You know, you really need a presence. You need people to go into companies or federal agencies and do the work. So people think of software just as computer programming, but it's much more than that.
And Ms. Gurkovac, of course, Tech America has all of the federal contractors as members. They're all, you know, all the really important ones. And outside of this census, what is Tech America seeing with respect to federal contracting and the growth areas there in the coming year or so?
I think we continue to see increases. I mean, clearly we're looking at the budget pressures. Obviously there is now some concerns on insourcing, but on the other hand, and also inherently governmental definitions are being rewritten. That may have an impact. But overall, the federal government just has such great technology needs that we just see a continued increase in demand for not only more government IT workers, but also more private sector government contractor workers.
So it sounds like one sector may grow and another sector may shrink somewhat around the margins, but as far as employment itself, in total, it's looking pretty good. Is that what we can infer now? That's what's ahead?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, there are certain sectors, software services, again, I come back to, is going to, I think, continue to be a high growth area. You know, we looked at the capital region over the last 10-year period, software services employment has increased 55%, which is actually a much quicker pace than if you look at it nationally, where it grew 36%. But you're going to see, you know, we've seen, for example, telecommunications services continues to, you know, consolidate. And so you see, you know, at best, you'll see a leveling off of that sector. So, but overall, you've seen growth in the tech industry as a whole.
Well, it's fascinating stuff, and I thank you very much for joining me with the details.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
And that's Josh James, Director of Research at the Tech America Foundation, and Olga Gurkovac, Executive Vice President of Public Sector for Tech America.